Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump is said to be preparing a slew of pardons in his last days in office. It's not clear if he'll pardon himself, which would mean he can't be investigated and prosecuted for any federal crimes. And much of Washington, D.C. is on lockdown for Wednesday's inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Joining us is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Hi, Tam.
Hi.
And boy, it sounds so chilling. Thousands of National Guard troops stationed around D.C., streets and bridges near the Capitol and the White House closed. Tell us more about the security concerns right now.
Certainly, an inauguration is always a high security event. This is only amplified by the fact that there was an insurrection 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks to the day before Joe Biden will take the oath of office on that west front of the Capitol. The west front was swarmed with a pro-Trump mob that ultimately took the Capitol for several hours. As you say, there is concern that they aren't done.
Well, President Trump won't be there for the swearing in. Remind us where he'll be.
He is getting an early start on his trip to Florida. What we know is that in the morning he will have a send-off ceremony at Joint Base Andrews, where Air Force One is based. And it is not unheard of to have a send-off of some kind. We don't know how big it will be or what it will include. President Trump has a way of keeping everyone in suspense. But we do know that that will all be over and he will be gone and off to Florida by the time Biden is sworn in. And obviously that is a break with about 150 years of American tradition of honoring a peaceful transfer of power. But this transfer of power hasn't been peaceful or particularly cooperative.
Yeah. And what have we learned about what President-elect Joe Biden will do on his first day as President Biden in terms of policy?
He has plans to sign a bunch of executive orders. Ron Klain, his incoming chief of staff, laid out in a memo 10 days of executive actions aimed at, in part, reversing a lot of what President Trump did through executive action, and also going further than that. He cites four key crises facing the Biden administration: the economic crisis, the COVID-19 crisis, the climate crisis, and a racial equity crisis, as he puts it. On the first day, Biden will rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. He will ask the Department of Education to extend the pause on student loan repayments. He will also reverse what's known as the Muslim ban that President Trump signed early on in his presidency that caused so much chaos and was thrown out in court multiple times and had to be signed multiple times. And he's also going to issue a challenge asking people to wear masks and also mandating them on federal property and interstate travel.
Yeah. And he's also going to take office without a single confirmed cabinet member. There have been some things going on. So how fast will the Senate get to that if they're also taking up President Trump's second impeachment trial?
It's a big open question. There are now hearings scheduled for several of his nominees, in particular national security related nominees. But we don't know how quick this process will go or how it will mesh up with a potential impeachment trial, when that would start and how all consuming that will be, whether they can split the day or not.
And before you go, some of the rioters are asking President Trump to pardon them. What do we know about who's on his list?
We don't know a lot. We do know that we are watching it closely. And we also know that President Trump, throughout his presidency, has issued pardons to political friends and others who he likes or have been helpful to him. He has not gone through the traditional process through the Justice Department of vetting people to be pardoned, which is a departure and is likely to continue with these pardons as well.
And we got a couple more seconds here. Do we know who's going to represent the president in his impeachment trial?
We know a lot more about who's not going to represent him than we know about who is going to represent him. Jonathan Karl of ABC interviewed Rudy Giuliani, who said that he would represent him, then later said, never mind, I won't be representing him because he could be a witness, because he also spoke at that January 6th rally. And Jay Sekulow, who represented Trump before in impeachment, will not be part of the team.
Okay, NPR's Tamara Keith, thank you.
You're welcome.